Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi. Thanks for asking. I'm actually here to test your voice AI capabilities. Could you tell me a bit about the services you offer? I'm curious how your system handles natural conversations and what makes it stand out.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, I'm actually testing out this voice AI service. Pretty cool stuff. So what kind of conversations can your system handle? Is it mostly customer support or do you do other things too?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha Data AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha Data AI. I've definitely heard of Dasha AI in the voice AI space, but I'm not sure about Dasha Data AI specifically. Sounds interesting, though. Could you tell me more about what you do and how your platform might help companies like Vector Solutions?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, especially when trying to balance personalization with scale. We often struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle that human touch while automating the process?
Tell me more about balancing personalization with scale and reaching prospects without sounding robotic.
Sure thing. Balancing personalization with scale means reaching many potential customers while still making each interaction feel unique and genuine. The challenge is to avoid sounding like a scripted robot, which can turn people off. Our AI uses natural language understanding and dynamic conversation flows to adapt responses in real time, making each call feel like a real human talking. It's like having a friendly, knowledgeable assistant who can chat with hundreds of leads without losing that personal touch. Does that sound like something that could help your team?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love a good what-if scenario. If 12 months from now your service exceeded expectations, I'd imagine our lead generation would be running smoothly on autopilot with a steady stream of qualified prospects engaging naturally. Our sales team would be closing more deals without the usual grind, and overall revenue would be noticeably up. Plus, we'd probably have more time to focus on strategy instead of chasing leads. Sounds like a win-win. What kind of support do you offer to make sure things stay on track?
What do you mean by more time to focus on strategy instead of chasing leads? Why is that important to you?
Great question. What I mean is that when lead generation is automated and effective, our team spends less time on repetitive outreach and follow-ups. That frees us up to think bigger, like refining our marketing approach, exploring new markets, or improving customer experience. It's important because strategy drives long-term growth, while chasing leads can feel like putting out fires. Having that breathing room helps us be proactive instead of reactive. Does your AI help create that kind of space for teams?
Tell me more about creating that breathing room for your team and how it impacts your work.
Absolutely. Creating that breathing room means our team isn't bogged down by tedious tasks like cold calling or manual follow-ups. Instead, we can focus on high-impact activities, crafting better campaigns, building relationships, and closing deals. It boosts morale, too, since people feel more valued doing meaningful work. Plus, it helps us be more agile and responsive to market changes. When your AI takes care of the routine stuff, it's like giving our team superpowers. How customizable is your AI to fit different workflows?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, got it. Right now, one big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without burning out the team. We want to connect authentically, but also reach enough prospects to hit our goals. Another constraint is managing data effectively to target the right leads at the right time. Oh, and keeping up with changing customer expectations can be tricky too. How does your AI tackle these issues?
What are all the ways scaling outreach without burning out your team, managing data, and keeping up with customer expectations are affecting your business right now?
Great follow-up. Scaling outreach without burning out the team means we risk lower quality conversations if people get overwhelmed, which can hurt our brand. Managing data is tough because without clean, actionable info, we miss chances or waste effort on the wrong leads. And if we don't keep up with customer expectations, we might lose trust or fall behind competitors. So all these factors slow growth and add stress. That's why finding smart automation like yours sounds so promising. How quickly can your AI start making